Hello everyone. Today we are going to talk about a universal Windows platform app to scan barcode using Cordova. And I am Rahat Yasir, Microsoft MVP, Windows Development. So let's talk about Cordova for UWP first. Cordova is an open source framework for quickly building cross-platform mobile app using HTML5, JavaScript, and CSS. Cordova is an application container technology that allows you to create natively installed applications on your mobile devices or like UWP devices. The UI layer of a Cordova application is a web browser view that takes up 100% of the device width and 100% of device height. Cordova provides an application programming interface, API, that enables you to access native operating system functionality using JavaScript. So if you look at the supported platforms of Cordova, then we can see that Cordova is now supporting most of the major platforms, like from Universal Windows Platform to Windows Phone 8 or 8.1, iOS, Android, BlackBerry, Ubuntu. Almost all the platforms are now supported by Cordova. And the interesting thing is, like, if you develop one application in for one platform, then you can use that same code, same UI, and port that application in different platforms. And for Cordova, your developed application will look same in all the platforms. There are obviously some platform requirements, like to develop a universal Windows platform application in Cordova, you need to have Visual Studio 2015 Update 3 installed with Apache Cordova Update 10 feature, and Universal Windows Platform SDK. So let's develop a barcode scanner app today, so that we can using a barcode scanning plugin. Okay. So here I'm using Visual Studio 2015 professional version. So I will create one new application. I'm clicking on new project. Okay, so you can see that I've already installed Apache Cordova apps template on my JavaScript section. So let me write the name of the app, blank app. Barcode scanner UWP. Okay, then let's create the application. It's a UWP app, and this app will support all the UWP devices. That's the beauty of, like, and even you can port this same app to other platforms, like for Windows Phone 8, 8.1, iOS, or Android. Yeah, our application is ready, the blank app. So here you can see that a lot of files has already been created. So you can see the dependencies, bower, npm, related files, the merges where you can see Android scripts and library related files, iOS, Windows, Windows scripts, Windows Phone 8, these stuffs. And on www folder, you can see CSS, images, scripts, index.html. Index.html is the face of the application, and this will show initially for whenever our application will load. Yeah, it's just a simple HTML file. And from config.xml, you can see we will be able to update different the display name, start page, like as here, the default start page is index.html, but you can set something else. You can set the version name, number, author, description, or whatever. Now, we will look at the plugins. Like, you can also already see that there are a lot of like core plugins that comes with our Visual Studio 2015. But you can use any other custom plugin too from GitHub or any other source. So for our barcode scanning app, we are going to use one custom plugin that is available in GitHub. So it's we will just use that existing plugin. So this is the plugin. This is the link of the barcode scanner plugin. It's like github/phonegap/phonegap plugin barcode scanner. So we are going to use this plugin for our barcode scanning app. Yeah. So let me copy the link and show it in the Visual Studio and check in the Visual Studio. So here, there's a link. I've copied and I've selected custom plugin and then Git, obviously, so as the source. And here's the link I've pasted and pasting the link. Okay. Yeah, we got the link. It's a barcode scanning plugin. Let me add this one or install this. So if you look at the description, then we can see that you can use the barcode scanner plugin to scan different types of barcodes using the device's camera and get the metadata encoded in them for processing within your application. And the supported platforms are iOS, Android, Windows, Windows Phone 8, browser, and BlackBerry. And this barcode scanner plugin is under MIT license, and the version is like 6.03. So we are right now installing the barcode scanner. Oh, it is already installed. Yeah, so now if you look at the installed plugin, then we can see that our barcode scanner plugin is already installed. Okay, so now we will move to index.html page, where we will write some simple HTML and CSS code. It's HTML and JavaScript code. So here is this. So here, whatever it is written, like as a custom template, we are keeping that. And I've just posted three lines of HTML code. Like it's like, hello, your application is ready, and a button with the on-click function scan, and a paragraph of ID demo. And I'm going to post another bunch of like JavaScript code. Here it is. That's it. It's a very small piece of JavaScript code. It's a scan function that is calling, and this scan function is like this button is calling this scan function on onClick method, and our scan function is actually invoking Cordova plugin's barcode scanner scan plugin, and it is getting a result as return, and then it is setting the result values as barcode as variable, and then as using inner HTML, it is changing the value of paragraph demo to the result of the barcode scanning. So if we can we can select different types of devices. Here we can see that our application supports Android, iOS, Windows Phone, Universal, Windows Phone 8, Windows Any CPU, Windows ARM, Windows 64, Windows 32, 86. So, a lot of devices are supporting this Cordova application. So we are going to select a Windows Any CPU, and we can select a simulator, local machine, remote machine device. So we are going with the local machine. So here. I just click the local machine button, and now the build has started. You can see that, and it will deploy as well as a UWP app. So then after that, you will be able to test your application or scan any type of barcode here. Yeah, you can see that all the versions plugins are installing with the app with our application. And for the first time, it takes some time to install all the required files. But later, once you have built it once you have done with the initial billing, then it won't take that much time. Yeah, you can see that app name, barcode scanner, UWP, namespace, path, and all the templates are copying, and other files are also creating here. And I believe the best thing about Cordova is if you develop your app with the and the, I believe the best thing about Cordova is if you develop your app using Cordova platform, and then your app will support UWP, Windows Phone, Android, and iOS as well. And your app, and if you launch it in different app store, your users is going to get the same type of user experience. Because like everywhere the UI is same, you are using the same type of code, you are using same same code base. So this is really interesting. So our app is already ready, so it has already deployed. So this is the UI of our UWP app. So you can see that there's a message like, hello, your application is ready, and there's a button for scan. So if you click on this scan button, then the camera will camera capture task will invoke, and then you can put any type of like barcode in front of the camera, and this application will automatically like recognize the barcode and like read the barcode and like and give you the information as like the barcode number, the like whatever barcode is that, these stuffs. So and it is like we have created this application in just few minutes, and it's very easy to develop apps using Cordova. So if it's just a screenshot like how it will look. So this is the barcode that I have tested using this application, and you can see that our application got the barcode. It is showing a barcode result, barcode type or format, these stuffs. So in just a few minutes we have developed our app using Cordova, and this is a UWP application. This application will run in any UWP devices, and it will also support other platforms as well. And if you want to, I have a book like Universal Windows Platform Complete Solution. This one is totally free, and you can get that from C# Corner/ebooks/Universal Windows Platform Complete Solution. And and you can see like more like 22 chapters like this Cordova app development and like UWP app development from beginner to expert on the ebook. Hopefully you will follow that. Thank you.